Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis. A few hundred feet above the jungle forests of the Guiana Highlands flies a tiny airplane, winging north over western Suriname. The morning is hot. The sun glistens on the lush foliage. And only the iguana, the bush dog, and the koipu rat are witness to the lonely flight. For human habitation is sparse here in Dutch Guiana. And in the interior, only an occasional Indian village occurs. The rest is tropical forest.
You say nothing for a long time, sister.
I'm sorry. Lost in thought, I guess.
And you, Sister Marguerite?
Oh, thinking about the ones we leave behind, Paolo.
See, Paolo understands. I have flown many sisters. Many times they cry. All the way to Paramaribo.
Well, we have done all of our crying.
Oh, yes, indeed. We don't look back. We look ahead.
How far is it now, Paolo?
Now? About 250 miles. Oh, which reminds me, time to switch fuel tanks.
Paolo, what's wrong?
Madre Dios. Nada, nada. Vamonos.
What's wrong with the motor?
Nervioso. Sisters, forgive me. Forgive me. We're going to die.
Tonight, Crisis offers you suspense, mystery, and danger in a lost South American jungle. We'll return in a minute with the first act of The Miller. And now, Act One of The Miller.
Lord, is my shepherd. Shall not that make it to my town from pasture? He lives beside the still waters.
Sister Mary Catherine.
He is toward my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's
sake. Sister.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with
Sister
me.
Sister Mary Catherine, stop and listen to me. Listen to me. Oh, recite it to yourself. Save your breath.
All right.
Perhaps I can walk by myself.
No, sister. I'm all right.
Let's rest a minute.
You have to keep leaning on me. It's all right. It's all right, sister, honestly.
No, I have to discipline myself to stand by myself.
Is it your back, do you think?
Not sure.
Is it your pelvis?
Well, it can't be anything serious, Sister Mary. You and I are nurses, and we know that. I have no numbness in my legs. It's just a sprain, a bad sprain, a dislocation.
Joe don't know how we escaped with poor Paolo dead.
It is God's will that we live. And we shall live, and we shall be found, and we shall carry on. Oh.
Right now, I have to borrow some of your faith. Look at where we are. We can barely see the sky. How could anyone find us?
Hush.
Sister.
Yes, Mary Catherine.
Why don't we go back to the plane? It isn't far, and we can find our way back. Then if someone sees us and sees the wreckage...
No, it's as you said. The forest closes over on everything. I don't think the wreckage could be seen from the air. The main thing is... we're going to need water to drink. Now, if we keep going downhill, we shall surely meet a stream or a river.
Yes, if we live that long. I didn't know it could get so cold and so black. Sister Marguerite?
I'm awake, child.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm chattering like a baby. How do you feel?
I think I may have a slight fever.
You do. You're on fire. Oh, and we have nothing.
Listen.
What did you hear?
Something. I don't know.
What did it sound like?
Shh. There.
What?
Sister Mary Catherine, we must be very brave. There is... something coming toward us.
Oh, no.
Hello? Hello?
It's a man.
The Nederlander.
We are Americans, sister of St. Agnes. We are nurses.
Well, Jehoshaphat. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Please don't curse. Sister Marguerite is injured. We've been in a plane crash. Can you help us?
American women. Wait till I tell Peter. Well, ladies, there it is. Home.
I can hardly believe it. Out of all the thousands of miles of forest, did we fall to earth near you?
Darn lucky.
Oh, it was more than luck.
Please, can we get her inside?
Sure. Come on in, ladies.
Oh, my word.
This is where we live. Here, Missy, you lie yourself down on the mat.
Easy, be gentle.
Oh.
Bunged up in a plane crash.
I'll be all right.
She has a raging fever. She needs cool water.
Can do.
Say a silent prayer of thanks, Sister Mary.
I will. But look at this shack.
To me, it looks like a mansion.
Here's your water.
Do you have a cloth?
Cloth?
Never mind, Mary. Use my cap.
How does that feel?
Better.
Where'd you come from?
What?
Where'd you come from?
Oh, from Manaus. We were flying up to Paramaribo. We were being transferred to a medical mission there.
This is Sister Mary Catherine, and I'm Sister Marguerite.
How do you do?
What is your name?
Well, I've stopped to think. Nobody asked me that for a long time, but I know my name. Name's Johann Steen, born in America.
I thought so.
Folks from the old country. So Peter and me, we come down here a long time ago. Cutteakwood.
Peter is your...
My brother. Peter's my brother.
And the two of you live here alone?
Sure. You know how long since I heard American talk?
How long?
Since we first come in here. 59 it was.
1959?
Yep.
You haven't been out of the jungle in 17 years?
Is that what it is? 17 years. I lost count. Doesn't really matter anyway.
How do you live?
How do we live? Well, we live like you see. There's plenty to eat. We grow our vegetables and we trap our meat.
What about your teak cutting, Mr. Steen? Do you have a sawmill around here?
No. What do you care about a sawmill?
Nothing, only I
you stick to your nursing. You leave us be. We do all right. We do fine.
Sister Marguerite, did you sleep well?
Yes, thank God. And you?
Well, fitfully. I tried to stay awake as long as I could.
You're afraid of Mr. Steen.
Sister, we're in terrible danger here. Two old men who haven't shaved or bathed or had any contact with civilization in 17 years, well, who knows what they might try to do?
Surely God didn't spare our lives in that plane crash and send Mr. Steen to rescue us merely to place us in worse danger, Sister. Yes, he's strange to look at. He was kind to us. He's a gentleman. I'm not afraid of him.
I wonder where his brother is.
I don't know.
Good morning, missies.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Steen.
Reckon you'll be one to eat. Here.
What is that?
Fruit. See? Pineapple, cassava, coconut.
That is most kind of you, Mr. Steen.
You can call me Johann.
Johann.
Where is your breakfast, and your brother's?
After you finish, we'll eat.
You won't eat with us, Johann?
Can't. Only one bowl.
Johann, where is your brother?
Peter? Oh, you like Peter. He's my younger brother. You'll like him. He'll like you, too.
Johann, Sister Mary Catherine and I are very grateful for your kindness to us, but we must ask one more favor. Will you be able to lead us out of here?
Out?
Yes, out of the jungle, to some place where there's a phone or a radio.
So we can call Paramaribo and let them know that we're alive.
Oh, ladies. There's no way out of here.
out of here. There must be.
No.
Mr. Steele, you found your way in, so there must be a way out. Now, if you'll just show us the trail, we'll be
There's no trail. No more. All grown over. In this climate, happens fast. The vines, the tree ferns, cover up everything. they cover up everything in a hurry.
But how do you and your brother get out?
We don't. We don't get out. We don't want to get out. What's outside? Who wants it?
I see.
Mr. Steen, you can't keep us
Sister
here.
Mary, but never mind. Just never mind. It will be all right. Now, you'll just help me.
Here.
Thank you.
Where do you think you're going?
I must keep active. Otherwise, I shall be lame. And a lame woman hasn't much of a chance in the jungle, has she? Sister, will you help me walk?
Horrible, filthy man. I've never so revolted by anyone in my life. Filthy gray beard matted and snarled down his back wearing rags.
Sister Marguerite, he's crazy.
But he's one of God's children, sister, even as you and I.
Oh, how can you be so...
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Sanctimonious? Is that the word you were searching for, sister? Yes, I've heard that word used before to describe me.
Oh, I'm sorry, sister. I didn't mean...
Say no more about it, child. Say no more about it.
We're at the edge of the clearing now.
Let's just keep going a little farther.
Into the jungle?
Yes.
Sister, we can't get anywhere out there. And there are snakes and animals.
Will you help me?
Oh, all right. Do you know where we're going?
No, not really.
But this is crazy. We're going back.
No, Sister Mary. A little farther.
Why? Why is it? What is it you're trying to do? If we get lost, he'll never help us. You must know that.
I thought I saw something out here. Yes, I did. Look.
What is it?
Well, don't you recognize it?
No. Oh, wait. It's something round, covered with rust.
Unless I'm very much mistaken. This would be a circular saw. You see the teeth?
From the sawmill.
The sawmill, he said, didn't exist. Why would he lie about that?
I don't know. Why would he live out here and never return to civilization? Why don't we ever see this brother of his?
Because there is no brother.
What?
Yes, I'm sure of that. Mr. Steen is terribly deranged. Loneliness did that, probably.
I told you we were in terrible danger.
But this sawmill, covered with vines and undergrowth. This must have been how they had intended to make their living. I mean, his living. Johann has made his brother real even to me now.
Sister, let's go back to the clearing, please.
Yes. Yes, we might as well.
Enjoying your supper, ladies?
I don't believe I've ever tasted this particular game before. Have you, Sister Mary Catherine?
No, I'm sure I haven't.
What is it?
Iguana.
Iguana? The lizard?
Now, what in thunder ails her?
Well, perhaps she's not hungry anymore. Excuse me, Johann. I'll go see what I can do. Sister Mary, are you all right?
All right? No, I'm not all right. I can't stand any more of this. Eating out of the same bowl, scrabbling at a greasy piece of roasted meat, and then finding that it's like this. I can't take any more, sister.
All right. One more night, and when it's light tomorrow, we'll go.
Go? Where? How do we know which way?
God will tell us.
Oh, I wish I had your faith.
Getting dark now, ladies. Gets dark awful fast in the jungle, doesn't it?
Mr. Steen, why have you lied to us?
Child.
Lied?
About the sawmill. We found the sawmill this afternoon. Why did you say you never had a sawmill?
Oh, forgive her, Mr. Steen.
I never said I never had a sawmill. I said I don't have one now. I don't want to hear about it no more. And you had no call to go snooping.
Oh, yes, we did. And you lied about another thing, too.
Sister, that's enough. What good will it do to keep on...
What about your brother, Mr. Steen? Why don't we ever see your brother?
See him? Well, maybe you will. Maybe you won't. Better come in and bed down now. Don't want to be out here after dark.
Sister Mary, are you awake?
How could I sleep?
Have you asked God for guidance?
For deliverance.
And for protection?
Constantly.
Very well, then. Let us try to sleep.
Sister Marguerite, are you hearing something?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. Yes, I do. It sounds like
a sawmill.
It's coming from the same direction as the old ruins we saw. Oh, but that's not possible. Here, help me up. Help me up.
You're not going out there.
Mr. Steen, please wake up. Mr. Steen.
He doesn't move.
Johann, wake up.
Sister Marguerite, I think he is. He's dead. Where are you going?
I'm going to see what is going on. Can't be dreaming. We both hear it. We're almost there.
There's someone there. I can see someone moving.
So can I. Hello. Hello, please. Please, can you help us? We're here. Can you see us?
Oh, Mr. God.
I can see you.
Mr. God, it's him. But it can't be.
I've been watching you for a long time. Ever since you got here. I couldn't do anything.
Who?
I'm Peter.
Peter? But then you must...
You'll be wanting to get away. No wonder. Here, now, take this stick. Good teak wood. Just fresh cut. Now, you see the moon through the treetops? Follow it. Keep it in front of you. You come to a village 9 miles away. Now go. Leave now.
But at night?
You have nothing to fear. Not you two. Take the stick. Nothing will harm you.
Mr. Steen... I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but your brother is...
I know. That's why I was able to come. Now you go. Keep the moon in your face till it sets. 9 miles. You'll make it.
You wouldn't come with us, would you?
I can't. I have work to do here. Good evening, sisters.
Come along, child. Thank you, Mr. Steen.
This is a strange
thing. Keep walking, Mary. Stay right behind me.
Did you see the sawmill in the moonlight? It was just the way it was this afternoon. So how could... Listen, there it is again, the sawmill.
Keep your eyes on the moon, child. Keep your eyes on the moon.
Sister, then poor old Johann really did have a brother. But why? Why didn't Peter ever show himself before? As if he had to wait until
Johann had died. Yes, he said as much.
That was Peter. He's been hurt. Oh, sister,
keep walking, Mary Catherine.
But you heard him scream.
If we turn back now, we may never get out of here. And all we should find would be a rusted saw wheel covered with jungle growth. Now, come on.
Yes, I think I see now. Peter died long ago. It drove Johann crazy, the loneliness. That's why he destroyed the sawmill and all this. This is just an illusion. And Peter was a ghost.
It may be that way. If it is, Sister Mary Catherine, then tell me.
Tell you what?
Tell me where we got this fine, fresh-cut stick of teak, still smelling of the sawdust in the mill.
I don't know.
Just keep walking, sister. And keep your eyes on the moon.
You have heard The Miller, written and produced by yours truly, Jim French. In a minute, the names of our cast and a few scenes from next week's Crisis. Tonight, Crisis presented The Miller, featuring Russ Mooney, Pat French, and Shirley Aries. Our engineer was Carney Barton. Crisis is produced at Audio Recording Incorporated in Seattle. Be with us next week when again we offer you Crisis.